everyone, welcome to another episode of Your Power Echoes with me, your host and trainer, Julie Seal Kalunji, where I empower the entrepreneur to rise and shine to your awesome destiny and build a wildly successful organization online every blessed week. Grab your favorite tea or cuppa, sit back and chill out for a bit. And I'm going to share with you some amazing information on key skills in business building. We are talking about saving versus sorting, convincing versus sorting. Don't forget to meet up right here every week to share a cup of tea or glass of Jim Beam with me while I talk about what's on my mind, sneaking some awesome deals. I talk about home-based business, internet marketing, cottage industry, and anything else that comes up. Feel free to chat it up in the comment section and share your insights or feelings, your experiences, trending events, things you're excited about or bummed out about, and anything else that you want to chit-chat about. If you're not sure who I am, head over to julescalpoli.com to meet me. So today, in this episode, we are talking about key lessons in business building. Are you convincing people or are you sorting them? I'm going to put it out there right now. Convincing equals failure. Sorting equals success. Now, why am I saying this and in which context? I'm talking about internet marketing, home-based business, network marketing, affiliate marketing. If you're convincing somebody to buy into your offer, program, service, platform, then you are climbing a mountain because you're not supposed to arm twist anybody. I'll give you an example. When you walk into the shop, any shop on the high street, your local supermarket, your local grocery store, you are not convinced to buy anything. Rather, you buy into what you want. You have already got a list of what you want when you walk into that shop, or you just hope to find some stuff when you walk in. So there's no arm twisting, no convincing, no cajoling, no threatening, and definitely no chasing you around to get you to buy. So many new people in online business, your business inclusive, make a major mistake. Been there, got the tea, I tell you, it's no good. Instead of connecting and sorting, you look for people who are serious looking for business like yours. You try to convince people to join your business instead. And the results are, number one, you spend too much time and effort on uninterested, on unsuitable products or unsuitable prospects. Number two, you feel upset at their response or lack thereof, and this could very quickly go downhill to quitting. Why do you feel upset about people's response or lack thereof? Because you take it personal. You attach feelings to your offer. You make it a personal thing. You do not stop to think that this is just you promoting a product and it could be something else tomorrow. So attaching emotion to it means that you are actually setting yourself up for hurt, for a lot of pain. Let's expand on this briefly. Let's say you have 20 people on your contact list and you're going to talk to these 20 people in the next 2 days. Out of these 20 people, the first one, let's call him Mike, knows about affiliate and network marketing, home-based businesses, loves the idea, has been in direct sales and is seriously looking for a good company to join. 19 out of 20 of them are skeptical, have no idea what network marketing is, and their timing is completely off whack. Mike happens to be number 17 on your list, right? Here is the wrong way to do it. You spend a long time going through each prospect trying to convince him or her that it works, that your product is the best, and they are clearly not open-minded enough to listen to you. In fact, they try to convince you that it does not work and suggest that you give up. They suggest your money is going to get stolen. They may even use the P word. There may be a heated argument, you know, and you could end up losing a friend. I'm feeling upset about it, and that's where the upset comes from. You then might tell yourself something like, never mind, Julie, let's try prospect number two. And the same thing happens over and over again, and it happens with 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. After 11 disappointments, you come to the erroneous conclusion that it does not work, or it takes too much effort, or it's a waste of your time, or it's a pyramid. And horrors of horrors, you quit on your dream. You quit on this vehicle that has been brought to you by divine source to help you change your situation. It can get worse. Guess what? You forgot about Mike. You forgot about Mike. He's prospect number 17. You stopped at number 11. 17 is serious, interested in a business, could and does sign up with someone else and build a massive business. Oh my goodness, that is the most painful thing that could happen to you. Forget the pain you feel when all these people say no. It's the worst thing you feel when someone you know, someone you maybe had an opportunity to share with or even shared with but didn't follow up properly, actually was interested, was looking for a new project to get into and signed up with somebody else and build a massive business. So here's the correct way to do things so that you avoid that kind of pain. Use the least amount of time to contact all 20 prospects. Set a timer. Say, I'm going to call these 20 people in the next 2 hours. That gives you literally calling these 20 people in the next 2 hours. That's 20 divided by 120. That gives you a whole, 6 minutes per person. You've got it. Let them know what you're doing and invite them to visit your website. There is no bad feeling and no argument. Do not attach any emotion to this call. You're just calling out to offer and share something and that's it. In fact, you can contact all 20 people in less than 2 hours. What happens this is that Mike will look at the video, website, product, whatever, loves the presentation, is willing to discuss more about the business and is ready to get started today. And then you can spend more time talking to Mike, who is interested, open-minded, serious, has the right attitude. And you know what? This Mike could in fact be a Matt Morris. They could be a Brian Finale. They could be a Lisa Torres, a Ray Higdon, a Tanya Eliza, or a Julie Kalunji. And what will happen to your business when Mike decides to get all in and do what he's supposed to do with his network? Well, you're going to be in ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. But guess what? Even if Mike ended up not doing anything whatsoever, so what? Next, you can find another Mike. 10, 100. If you find 100 more Mikes, you're going to go through so many more people that are going to say no before you do. And until you find one who builds an explosive business, you are carrying the donkey. You will enjoy yourself more and your business will grow more if you connect to more dynamic, hungry, focused, open-minded, serious people who want to change their lives and are happy to lock arms with you, roll up their sleeves, learn the trade, and get things happening. So that is the correct way of doing things. Do not give up. Go through your list. Dump your list in a notebook. Write everyone you know. Approach them. You are not literally selling to everybody. You are just prospecting. You'll find out whether they are open to what it is you're offering. Now, the lesson is never try to convince people to join the business. If you tell enough people about it, the ones who are interested will present themselves to you. You are looking for people who are looking for you. Make sense? You are looking for people who are looking for you. I kid you not, with the right energy, the right attitude, the right mindset, you will connect with people who are looking for you. They will make all the right noises, they will say all the right things to you, and you will feel $1 million. So here's the thing. Here are the tips of what to say to some prospects. Do not follow this script to the letter. Just tweak it to suit your voice, to suit your product, and to suit the person you're approaching it. So assuming you are approaching a third party, this is a third party approach. This is tip number one. Hey Julie, I've started an exciting project and I'm looking for people who would want to make a serious additional income to work together to grow and expand our business. Can you think of anyone who might be interested? Now here's the thing, you're looking for help, you're asking for help. Nobody likes to come across as a mean person who does not know nobody. So they will say, I'll take a look at my diary, I'll take a look at my iPhone, I'll check my diary and see who I know who fits that description. Also, they'll be very much intrigued because you're saying you're looking for people who want to make a serious additional income to work together to grow and expand a business. Unless somebody is so steeped in employee mindset and in luck, they'll be very interested to know what it is you are doing. Number two, this is the second way you can get somebody to take a look. It's another third party approach to people of higher profile, maybe someone who's your manager or your director, someone who already has a big business and someone you look up to, maybe even your mentor, or your chicken list. What's a chicken list? It's those people you're too chicken to approach. Literally, that's what it is. That's your chicken list. So compliment and play to their ego. You see, everybody has an ego. Negative as the word may be, everybody has that part of them that feels like ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, when somebody approaches them and praises them, they feel good. say, hey, Julie, I really value your experience and wanted to ask if you knew anyone who might be interested in traveling more, making a serious additional income from an exciting project I'm working on. Now, you could say that every which way in your own voice, as long as it comes across as you value their experience and you wanted to ask if they knew someone who might be interested in A, in blank, your product, and making a serious additional income from an exciting project that you are working on. You are asking for their help. Again, it's about them. You're putting them up. You're raising them up. You're asking their opinion. You are literally getting their curiosity. You're getting their curiosity up, up, up. Let's get to the third tip that I'm going to share with you. The third kind of script, literally, it's for people who meet you and ask what you do. Now, this is something that I shared before on a broadcast before about your elevator pitch, a completely unique way that I create my own elevator pitch. And if you want to learn about that, feel free to reach out to me, Julie Sil Kalunji, on Facebook, Julie Sil Kalunji, and I'll share with you that resource. So this is what you do. Look at your watch like you are really in a hurry. Explain that you don't have time to explain what it is you are going to explain, but ask for their business card. Ask for their business card or email or exchange. Offer them one and then ask for theirs. Say, I'm a professional recruiter for an international internet travel business. Explain, and I'm looking for people who want to make a serious additional income, and that you would contact them later at a convenient time to find if they might want more. So here's how it goes. I'm a professional recruiter for an international travel business. I'm currently looking for people who love to travel, and B, may want to make an extra income on that without interfering with what they do. If you wouldn't mind connecting me, I will contact them later. Contact them at a convenient time to find out if they're open. Now, you tell them that you will contact them to get the list of them. Now, with all these approaches, do not try and explain the business or answer any questions that the prospect asks you relating to your business. The idea is to get them to look at a resource that has already been created by your company and optimized to attract the attention of the people that are meant to come and be impacted by you. Say less to more people. Let the tools, the videos, the PDF, whatever, the audio, explain the business to them so that they understand. And those who are interested in doing or changing or buying or joining your team, they will come to you. There's a better way. Send them to your website or three-way call with your upline. While I'm not one of the school of thought of using an upline, because frankly speaking, you should be able to learn how to present your business and get that confidence to be able to actually do it without having somebody on the other end of the line doing it for you. But in the first 21 days, frankly speaking, you're a baby, you're learning how to do all this. It is okay to let your upline do some of the donkey work for you. Have one-on-one meetings, have online live presentation, business presentations. Do whatever it takes to build your business. Do it. Create momentum in your business, because it's very exciting when your diary is packed full of appointments to present your business, to expose more people to your business, to follow up with those that have already watched and make sales happen. It is your year, and you know it is your year. So success comes with consistent, persistent, ongoing effort. I know you've got some real value from this, and if you have, feel free to like, comment, share with somebody who might actually benefit from this, and by all means, do subscribe. So thank you so much for joining me today in this podcast and sharing with you some awesome knowledge, life experiences, and success strategies. That's it for now. I enjoyed this and I hope you did too. Let's do it again next week, same time. Share your pleasures below. Like and share this podcast. And while you're there, subscribe, drop us a review so others can find us too. Until the next show, it's been your host, Julie Sil Kalunji. I wish you every blessing and success. Do rise and shine to your awesome destiny, for you do deserve more. Live, learn, love, be, do, and be more. God bless you. Bye.